Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, hour number two, 508 here. I do want to go into a couple of stories I think are, I think the angles of the media are getting, are once again kind of skewing things and not really giving an accurate picture. One of them, left-leaning media covering a one story, and one of them is a right-leaning media covering another story, and I think they're both showing bias a little bit. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a minute. But first, top three stories here. So COVID came from Wuhan, according to the U.S. Energy report. And that in and of itself is creating a little bit of controversy, but I don't want to get into that as much right now. The one thing I'll say about that is I'm seeing a lot of people upset by this report. They're very bothered that this report would say that Wuhan was the origination of COVID. And I'm like, why does that bother you? Why would it bother you? And, like, isn't it a good thing that we know where it came from, that we can try to put protocols in place, make sure something like this doesn't happen again? And so we've kind of speculated. And if you would like to continue that speculation, you can text in 850-437-1620. Why is it so important that Wuhan not be the original, you know, destination or the origination of COVID? Next story here, top three stories. China has doubts about invading Taiwan, according to the CIA chief, which might explain why they're kind of softening up a little bit on their support for Russia in the Ukrainian war. And maybe they're like, I don't know if we'd be successful in what we want to accomplish if we invade Taiwan. Maybe we should encourage Russia to back off of their situation too. I don't know. And then last minute problems, grounded SpaceX is launched today. They said there were some ground systems issues that they had to decided to not launch now. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Couple of stories that, like one of them right here in Florida, Governor DeSantis. I'm seeing all these stories. Governor DeSantis dismantles the Disney district, or DeSantis punishes Disney. That's one that kind of got me going on this in the first place. Seeing other ones, Disney must now report to DeSantis, or they must answer to DeSantis and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, first of all, you know we have term limits as governor, right? So he's going to be out in a few years anyway. So maybe next year they're answering to Nikki Fried, you know? Or something. I'm like, come on, you know, in the next term. So, but here's the thing. So here's what happened. It was the Reedy Creek District, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. The Reedy Creek Improvement District has now been changed. The name has been changed to Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, which incorporates a little bit better about what this governmental district is supposed to do, handle tourism in Central Florida. All right. It's still just in the district of Disney, though. It doesn't even include Universal. From what I just said, it's like, what? All right. So it's Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. That's what it's been renamed to. And then really the only other change is the board members have to be appointed by the governor now instead of Disney appointing its own board members. That's where people are like, aha. So since the governor gets to choose the board members, Disney's going to have to answer to him. Governor DeSantis is, quote, punishing Disney because now they're no longer to appoint the board members of their governmental board, the Reedy Creek District. But let's break this down why I don't think that's right. That's not accurate at all. Is this a punishment? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it is. He's taking away their guys. They don't get to pick their guy or gal to be on the board. But how big of a punishment is that really? Does that mean that they're not going to be able to continue further developments of Disney World? That they won't be able to add more parks? That they won't be able to change some of or go get bonds for construction and things like that? No, it doesn't mean that at all. After all, this is still an independent government body. And what is the point of a government body? Why do we have a government body organized in the first place? It's to basically help improve the county, a city, a town, state, or in this case, Disney area. So the board's job is to help benefit development of their boundaries, which is now it's the, you know, now it's called the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. That's their job. So what do you think they're going to do? You think the first thing their job is to do is go, you know what? Now that we're in control, we're going to punish you guys. We're going to make you lose so much money that we're going to be out of a job. Like, wait, what? Wait, what? Like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Part of the reason why they decided to keep the Reedy Creek District and just rename it and go ahead and just point independent board members was because they have $1 billion in debt. And they were like, we don't want that debt to be paid by the residents of Orange and Osceola County, so we better do something else. Let's go ahead and keep the district in place. Let Disney figure out how to pay off their own bond, pay off their own debt, $1 billion debt. So so even though these board members are now going to be chosen by the governor, whoever the governor may be, right now it's Governor DeSantis, but obviously in 3 years we got another election, it's going to be somebody else. So even though the board members are now appointed by the governor, their objective is still the same. Help Disney grow. Help Disney make money. Help the infrastructure so it's so it flows well for the people visiting the area and stuff like that. So how much is that really a punishment of Disney? You know what I mean? So I don't see how this is a... I think it's just skew. It's spin. It's spin from both Republicans who are like, yeah, DeSantis... you know, stuck it to Disney, but it's also spin from left-wing media going, DeSantis is now punishing them. It's like, no, he's really not. Change the name of it, and he says, you guys can't pick the board members anymore. I'm going to pick independent board members, but their job is to make sure that the independent body, the independent government body is going to be successful, so you'll still be taken care of. No worry. Like, right? The other story that I'm seeing getting a lot of bad press is Gisele Fetterman. So I'm seeing a lot of right-leaning media criticizing Gisele Fetterman. This is the wife of the Senator John Fetterman. So if you remember, John Fetterman went to Walter Reed to be treated with clinical depression. She is being criticized for taking her kids on vacation. I'll tell you why I think that's an unfair criticism as well, right after Traffic on the Fives.
We do still have some slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between West Fairfield Drive and New Warrington Spur. We have an accident there. FHP is reporting a roadblock, and slow-moving traffic is in the westbound direction on Mobile Highway. We also have some slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge, heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Once you get off the bridge, expect that afternoon traffic to be backing up at the Avalon Boulevard exit. So just keep that in mind. Getting off the bridge, use some caution. See something else, give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Gisele Fetterman being criticized because she took her kids on vacation just right after her husband went to Walter Reed to be treated for clinical depression. And a lot of people are like making this light of like, how can she do this? Her husband's in the hospital and all this stuff. Well, then I started reading that about her experience, and she even tweeted about it, saying basically once the news dropped, they were surrounded by media trucks around their home, and it was just a media frenzy surrounding them nonstop. And so she escaped. She took her kids, who are still fairly young, and bounced, got out of the country, went to Canada. Like, yeah, my kids don't need to be putting up with this crap. you don't need to be harassed by the media and stuff about your dad's depression and why he's in the hospital. This is a family matter. But if the media is going to keep on harassing us, we're going to bounce. We're going to head to another country. And so I'm like, I have no problem with this whatsoever. I'm actually surprised to see how much criticism, like they're trying to make it out. Like a lot of media is trying to make it out like she must not love her husband. She just left him in the hospital. Like her husband's being treated for clinical depression. I don't even know if she can visit him. Like a lot of those kinds of places you can only visit once a week anyway on a scheduled time. So I'm like, man, people are really blunt. It's like, this is the kind of thing I've talked about so many times. It seems like our media, and this is even, you know, this is obviously right wing. Media nowadays is like trying to find something wrong. We're becoming a society of fault finders. Instead of giving people the benefit of the doubt and trying to figure, we're trying to find fault. Like, so I know you did this, but I'm going to find a way that what you did was actually nefarious. You know, and it's just like, oh my gosh. So the same thing with this DeSantis thing. DeSantis is punishing them and DeSantis is taking it to Disney. And it's like, no, actually, really, he really didn't take it to them. Just changing it so that he can, he's naming the board members doesn't punish Disney that much. Is it punishment a little bit? Sure, punish them a little bit, but not that much. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What are your thoughts? Text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, we got top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. No, you don't have to wear your best fake smile. Don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like it. She's working late and making nice at the door. She's sick of Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Join Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball, March 11th. It's going to be at 6 o'clock at the ballroom at Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. So you can get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. But that's the eyeball coming up March 11th, and so you can get tickets nowadays or sponsor a table. And coming up here in about 6 minutes, we've got your daily dad joke and then a little update on Nikki Fried, who was running for governor last time. She lost to Charlie Crist in the Democrat primary. And in running for governor, she had to step down as agriculture commissioner. So what's she doing now? We'll give you that update coming up here in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. ST Engineering today marked a significant milestone of continued growth and expansion in Pensacola with the official inauguration of a new aircraft maintenance hangar at the Pensacola International Airport. Our very own Andrew McKay was there for the ribbon cutting and reports.
About another 400 or so jobs are going to come online with this, where they service, you know, either two of the large body planes or as many as six of the smaller frames. And that's in addition to Hangar 1, which is the same capacity. This doubles it.
That's right. The company also announced a new partnership with Pensacola State College. They'll work together to create an aviation training academy as skilled aviation maintenance workers are in high demand around the world. Last week, an Escambia County School Board member raised the possibility of returning to an elected district superintendent. Pensacola's mayor gave his thoughts on the issue at a Monday morning press conference. Reeves says that all the voting districts within Pensacola city limits voted to move an appointed school district superintendent just 4 years ago. And he says the appointed superintendent gives the elected board members more power to make changes. And finally, Bobby, after a full weekend of activity, downtown Pensacon 2023 came to an end on Sunday afternoon. But not before founder and CEO Mike Inslee announced the first guests for next year's event.
Jeff Fisher and Rachel McFarland of American Dad will be here. We also have, best known for her role as Gianna on the popular sci-fi series Farscape, Gigi Inslee will be joining us next year. And we also can announce now that one of our guests, who unfortunately had to cancel for this year, but will be back next year, from One Day at a Time and Orange is the New Black and so many other things, Mackenzie Phillips will also be joining us for 2024.
Sorry, next year's event will happen February 23rd to the 25th, again, downtown at the Bay Center and other locations. They'll continue announcing more guests throughout the year. Tickets will be available very soon.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
There was.
There's a lot of people there. It makes me wonder if, you know, I wonder if they have the numbers of, like, when somebody buys a ticket, how far away they are, like what town, what city. Because with that many people this weekend, there had been people traveling in.
I was like, where do these people come from? Yeah, I was walking around the floor going, where?
Yeah, exactly. That was a lot of people. They can't all live in the greater Pensacola area.
Correct.
We had some people traveling in. It just makes me wonder how far.
True.
Like, were they as far as New Orleans? Like, you had to drive 3 hours away? Tallahassee? Or
it'd be interesting to find that out.
Yeah.
It really would be.
Well, they changed the name of the airport to the Galaxy Airport, so they have people coming flying in more than the celebrities, I would think.
I guess that's true. See, I was thinking that was for the celebrities and for the
I guess they have
100,
like 100 celebrities. So.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they got the comic book artists and the writers.
And the voice people.
And the voice people and stuff like that. So I thought it was for them, but you might be right. I mean, that's a good point. Like, if you're renaming the whole airport, then it's probably for people flying in for the event. You know, they're just guests as well. So,
right.
Very interesting. Yeah. I would like to find out, like, how many people came in from out of town.
True.
Because the amount of people I saw yesterday, this is what I was thinking, is that's a pretty good economic development for, you know, weekend for Pensacola.
Right. What I saw Saturday and Sunday, just, I was like, wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of food that's going to be eaten, hotels taken up and stuff like that. So good stuff. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
I-10 eastbound, slow moving traffic getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge. We do have the light at Avalon Boulevard malfunctioning in both the north and southbound direction. Got a text in letting us know that FHP is directing traffic now, but right when you get off the bridge, you're going to start seeing slow-moving traffic and getting closer to the Avalon Boulevard exit. Expect some slowdowns and use some caution there. We're still seeing typical afternoon traffic, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, and our slowdowns on Mobile Highway near Fairfield have improved, but still seeing some slight slowdowns. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, and this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke for you on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Nikki Fried, who was running, she was the agriculture commissioner in Florida. She stepped down in order to run for governor, or she wasn't going to run for re-election so she could run for governor. She lost to Charlie Crist, and of course Charlie Crist lost to Governor DeSantis. So what's she doing now? Well, over the weekend, she ended up winning the seat to be the head of the Florida Democrat Party. So she ended up beating Senator Annette Tadeo at a special meeting of for party members in Orlando. So she will be, so she'll be ahead of them trying to help revamp the and rebuild the Florida Democrats. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Alrighty, thieves have stolen 20 crates of Red Bull from my local supermarket. I don't know how these people sleep at night. can trees poop? Of course they can. How else do you think we get number two pencils? That's a good one. That's a good dad joke right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Leap for Change is coming up. This is Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more and donate, go to newsradio923.com. We got your sports hit coming up here in a minute. And then after that, I do want to talk about Woody Harrelson. He hosted Saturday Night Live All weekend long, he's been criticized for being an anti-vaxxer. I'm going to share why I don't necessarily think he's an anti-vaxxer. We'll play the audio for you about what he's being criticized for. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional. Somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will protect your equity and protect your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I would trust. She's all about customer service. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just stick a sign in your yard and list it. She markets your home so you can get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. So just ask your agent if they will do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. In fact, if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Top three stories here for you in the news. China has doubts about invading Taiwan, according to the CIA chief. Aha. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the way they've kind of done a 180 in their support of Russia. Last-minute problems grounded SpaceX's launch today, and so they'll try to pick it back up again in a couple days or something with the ground crew or the ground systems. And COVID came from Wuhan. This story broke over the weekend. It's still the top story in the news today. The U.S. Energy Report finds that they do believe that COVID came from the Wuhan lab. And so we've been speculating throughout the show here, like, why is that a big deal? And to me, it's a big deal because it's okay, we can put protocols into place to make sure it doesn't happen again. But it's a big deal to others because they're like outraged that the U.S. Energy Department would say this. Like, no, it came from a thing. It's like, why are you offended that it came from a Wuhan lab? Like, why would you be offended? And a lot of textures come in and basically said it's due to liability. Because if it came from the Wuhan lab, they could be held financially liable for the millions of deaths. Okay, yeah, that's true. It'd probably shut down the Wuhan lab over that. And so maybe it's those trying to protect the Wuhan lab and their interest in what the Wuhan lab is doing. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports hit.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We are looking good on I-10 heading eastbound. It's improving heading towards Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be due to a light that was out on Avalon Boulevard. So right now it is checking in clear at the exit. Other than that, we're just seeing typical afternoon delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 heading westbound, leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, the NBA's on NBA TV coming up at 6 o'clock. Miami Heat take on the Philadelphia 76ers. ESPN has Florida State Seminoles playing at 6. They're hosting UNC, and I believe that game's going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM as well. When that game's over on ESPN, you got number 7 Baylor playing Oklahoma State. Then you got college men's basketball is also on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. West Virginia plays Iowa State. College women's basketball begins at 6 o'clock on FS1 with number 11 Villanova playing Seton Hall. Also at 6 o'clock on ESPN2 is Baylor against number 12 Texas. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock as well. None of the Florida teams are playing on ESPN Plus. Then you've got preseason baseball. Miami Marlins beat the Houston Astros earlier today. The Atlanta Braves ended up beating the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat Baltimore. Then in sports news, the Washington Commanders have gone ahead and released their quarterback, Carson Wentz. He's going to be looking for his third team in 3 years now. The Chicago Bears are reportedly leaning towards trading their first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. The Haslams, who are the owners of the NFL Browns, they're buying a stake in the Milwaukee Bucks NBA team. And finally, Florida State and Clemson, both expressing displeasure with the ACC. I know the ACC may not necessarily cry if they lose Florida State to another conference, but they would cry if they lost Clemson. So it's good to have both of those two teams complaining in order to try to keep the ACC the way it is, at least. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Over the weekend, Woody Harrelson was the host of Saturday Night Live. And after, basically the end of it, it wasn't even over yet. Basically, he was being excoriated for being an anti-vaxxer and for spewing anti-vax information on Saturday Night Live. So just at the beginning of the show where I said, I feel like the media coverage of Governor DeSantis and signing the deal that changes Disney's district was skewed coverage that wasn't really accurate by saying he's punishing them and they have to answer to him from now on. And just like the media was skewed in their coverage of Gisele Fetterman and saying that she's abandoning her husband when he's in the hospital and she took her kids on vacation. I feel like this is being skewed as well. Let's go ahead and hear the clip. And let me just tell you the thing, and you listen to it. Is it anti-vax or is it anti-mandate? There's a difference. Let's play it.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea? Okay, so
all right,
the movie
there you go.
Goes like...
So he's talking about, he got a script, it's got this plot, these drug cartels basically going to force everybody to take this thing. So he was just being just excoriated online. People going, this anti-vax stuff, anti-vax. I think it was more of an anti-mandate angle. Because he's saying, the part where he's saying, and then they force it, you know, force all the public to take it. And of course, he's talking about Pfizer because Pfizer had record profits over the past couple of years. So, and a lot of people like him, he's been vocal in the past about Big Pharma and how Big Pharma is just about money making and not really about helping people. So, yeah, they're going to point out that, hey, they made all this money and everything like that. But I don't think it's necessarily anti-vax, because anti-vax to me is don't take it or you're going to die. You know, don't take this vaccine or something bad's going to happen to you. You're going to get chipped and then the government's going to follow you forever. Or you're going to get chipped and then one day they're going to push a button and that chip's going to make your heart fail. You know, that's anti-vax stuff to me. This is anti-mandate. Like, hey, they made this they made this drug, and the part that was so bad about it wasn't the drug. It was the mandate that you have to take the drug. So now that being said, I was reading so many comments and I was like, oh my gosh, these people are like, don't cry to me about the mandate when there's people dying like crazy in the hospitals. And da-da-da. I'm like, they were dying before. And guess what? They're dying after the vaccine. like the vaccine didn't stop the deaths. We have the numbers. It didn't stop the deaths. It might have if people still social distanced and washed their hands and stuff like that. But, you know, people like Fauci and Rochelle Walensky were out there telling people you can't get COVID if you get the vaccine. So people went about their lives willy-nilly and kept getting COVID and spreading it to each other. So they should be in jail for those lies. But there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then we've got your top stories on foxnews.com. So stick around for all that next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got your Bobby's Brain Teases coming up here shortly on News Radio 92.3. Right now, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Well, some details have been released on the murder of an inmate at the Blackwater Correctional Facility in Milton last July. Channel 3 reported last week that 41-year-old Angel Velez had been charged with second-degree murder. An FDL report says Velez killed his cellmate because he was a child molester and reportedly told investigators there was one less Como to worry about. The victim was identified as 35-year-old Andrew Thompson, who was serving 45 years on possession of child pornography and sexual activity involving an animal charges. Felice was serving 35 years on armed robbery, aggravated battery, and kidnapping charges, and had previously served time on murder charges in Puerto Rico. Fort Walton Beach man is accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl back at a hotel in Destin. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says 58-year-old Jack Colton has been charged with sexual assault on a victim between 12 and 18. Deputies say Colton was at a hotel room on Highway 98 in Destin when the girl asked him for a cigarette. Teen says Colton gave her crystal meth and sexually assaulted her several times. She was taken to a local hospital to be evaluated. Colton reportedly told investigators he thought she was 23. And finally, Bobby, a woman who admits to crimes related to the theft of Lady Gaga's dogs is suing to get the reward. Jennifer McBride says the singer offered $500,000 with no questions asked. Even though McBride pleaded guilty to receiving the stolen property, she wants that reward. Several people connected to McBride are now convicted for attacking Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her French bulldogs. Her dog walker was shot but survived. Los Angeles police say McBride returned the dogs in 2021 while pretending to not be involved in the crime. Right.
Yeah. I saw that story earlier, too, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
This is the life in Hollywood, I guess, is what it comes down to. All right, Gracie, why don't you give us some traffic on the fives?
Well, roads are looking good now with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. We still have traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace per usual. And we nothing to slow down on 3 Mile Bridge or Garson Point Bridge. We do have some slow traffic on 98. This is going to be just off of Oriole Beach Road on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-266-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, is we start with Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. He's facing an internal investigation after travel habits were exposed by Fox News Digital. So they've been covering different things pertaining to his flying in a private jet all over the place, even when commercial options were readily available. He was taking government-managed private jets. And so now the Department of Transportation's Inspector General is investigating this 2 months after Fox News Digital uncovered these types of things. And so there's multiple incidences like that. So they're trying to investigate whether he's had misuse of taxpayer dollars. Then Governor DeSantis, this is another top story on FoxNews.com. Governor DeSantis reveals his one condition for getting married at Disney World. So he's got his memoir coming out here soon. And his one condition when he got married at Disney World, no Disney characters would be part of the wedding. I didn't know he got married in Disney World. That's kind of funny. Then John Fetterman's office has released an update after he checked himself into the hospital for clinical depression on February 16th. The update is basically he remains on the path to recovery. So there you go. He is visiting with staff and family daily. His staff are keeping him updated on Senate business and news. Our team is moving full speed ahead and working tirelessly for the people of Pennsylvania. That's the update there from them. And then the Air Force, another top story on FoxNews.com, Air Force has relieved 2 commanders and 4 leaders at the North Dakota nuclear bomber missile base. Air Force did not say why it lost confidence in its commanders and leaders, just that it did relieve these 6 individuals. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What? It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. The longest game in professional baseball history lasted 33 innings. It was played at McCoy Stadium at Pawtucket, Rhode Island in 1981. 33 innings. That's a lot. Boy. That's the reason why I know the baseball purists don't like it, but with the extra innings, you start with the man on second. It helps not have 33 innings. And I know the purists are like, that's what makes the game so wonderful. It might go 50 innings. Like, no, nobody likes that. Nobody likes that. All right. Chinese checkers was invented in Germany in 1892. John Chapman, a.k.a. Johnny Appleseed, didn't plant apple trees for people to eat. He planted them so people could make alcoholic cider. Oh, gives you a different perspective right there, doesn't it? And a few things, and there's Something About Mary were filmed in Plantation, Florida. But when the city council found out what the movie was about, they asked to not be included in the credits. Interesting. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Nikki Haley supports cognitive tests for politicians over the age of 75. A new poll shows the number of Americans who agree with her. We'll talk about that next.